Hello and welcome back to the channel. Thank you for joining me in another of my monologues. And today, I thought we'd look at what happens when a government turns into a corporation. I've been sent some documents and I have to apologise. I can't remember exactly who sent them because they came in a couple of days ago. And I do get quite a lot of emails that people send me stuff, which is very interesting. Thank you very much. They do still send me videos to watch and I just really don't have time at the moment. I'm working on a book and various other little projects. So if you're sending me a 2-hour video, it's unlikely that I'm going to get to see it. But I just want to say thank you very much for reaching out. Also, of course, to those people that donate to the channel and keep it going, you are absolutely stars. So appreciate that very much. Now, we also know, do we not, as we're fast approaching April the 1st, April Fool's Day, in which the councils like to think that they are due some money from us, a contribution, let's say, to keeping the upkeep of our towns, villages and cities, whatever it might be. And is it really a contribution and does it go to the town? And are they really public authorities and are they doing the best for us? Or are they just extracting money? Are they acting more like a mafiosi, a mafia that says pay up or we'll send the boys round? It's often how it appears to me. But let's find out. So what happens when a government turns into a corporation? And that does seem to have happened. Let's have a look at this document that was sent in. So I'll leave the links in the description and you can go and check it out for yourself. And I appreciate very much it being sent to us to have a little look at. So here we go. This was written in 2018, as you can see, and we'll just read a little bit of this together. All rights on the British Isles are afforded to the people, not persons or human. The following is a prime example of what takes place when people forget. There no longer exists any form of representative government under the framework that is the United Nations Charter. The UN platform is offered as a contract and is then enforced via the Bilderberg Steering Committee's influence upon all signatory governments. Today, what presents itself as your council or government, or more correctly, the men and women working within the same, defraud you by pretending they represent you and operate according to the parameters of the office they hold after you gave them your vote to hold that office. What we call government today is in fact an incorporated entity. That means that because they are corporations, they can no longer represent you as an autonomous living man and woman due to the fact that the council stroke government has changed jurisdiction. They've shifted from the realms of laws to the realm of commercial legislation controlled by the UCC and for the movement of cargo coming under shipping. This they call the legal system. However, they enthusiastically keep up an act in which they work very hard to convince you that they represent you while knowing the contrary to be the fact. They renegade on the contract to take your power of attorney into the council chambers to represent your person. Remember, we've spoken about persons many times on this channel, because from the minute they join the council, they take another agreement with the council executive, which includes terms that they not block, interfere, or speak of the agendas of the executive, which are the agendas of the stakeholder committee. And on top of that, they have to contend with the demands of government. That agreement supersedes the agreement with you. They are thus in fraud. They do not hold power by right of contract. The position is a controversy, beg your pardon, and any and all organisations of men and women and persons that cover up this fact are also in controversy or controversy, including the judiciary. The judiciary cover the scam because they are all in a secret covenant. And if you demand full disclosure as it relates to the use of dog Latin, today called American Sign Language, they run out of the court. They do that because of the fact in paperwork they're using two languages. Therefore, they run out of court for one or two reasons: concealment of the facts and or the right to silence. They are very, very naughty. Now, this goes on, and you can go and check it out at your leisure, of course, but it is absolutely fascinating to see this put in so clear terms, what many people have been saying on this channel. Now, I also want to have a look at this item here, the birth certificate, which was written a year later. And we've spoken about the birth certificate many times on this channel as well, and what it means. So here, let's read this one. While hunting down that wild bunch of thieves called Barnfield Construction and affiliated demons, I came across an absolute gem. For those interested in the law of the land as opposed to the maritime law and its slave trap, Anthony R. Dobson refers to an example of the differences between a debtor account and a creditor account when, on the 27th of May 2007, he changed his date of birth for the directorship records. What he shows you is the shift from his government allocated birth certificate, which has his actual arrival date into this world on it, and because of the split title, was created by the government and is therefore owned by the government. As he shifts the registration date of the entry of live birth record, the creditor account, which is created by your father and mother, and therefore the one you own when you claim it at the age of 21, or, as in the case with Anthony, when you join the secret societies run by, it says here, this country, who have nicked our entire realm for themselves and their pawns. And he does give that. Now, if you want to have a look at that and check that out, I'm not 100% sure how you go about doing and changing that. That would be absolutely fantastic if you were able to let me know, because we may all want to become the creditor, not the debtor, in this world. But it all comes back to whether you are of the people or a person. And as we've looked at before, there seems to be these two jurisdictions. One for the persons, which is basically the slaves, the commoners, the citizens, the residents, or of the people, who are above all of that legislation, and none of that applies. So, you know, the council tax is coming, and they'll say, but the Financial Act of 1992 says that you've got to cough up and pay this money. And yes, you do, if you're in that contract as a person. But if you're of the people, you're above all of this. It's got nothing to do with you. Thanks very much. Now, I may want to contribute to my town's upkeep, but I may not want that bunch of people in there who have their own covenants and their own secret societies and their own exclusive membership to organise such a thing. Perhaps we need different councils, or those to vacate the office, and a public authority run by the people. That's what I would think is a very good idea, but you may have a different idea altogether. Anyway, I leave that with you today, and I'd be interested in your comments. Thanks very much for watching.